Time to get money wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. We talk about how you can grow your wealth and provide information that is general advice only, and as you'd expect, it doesn't take into account your individual objectives, financial situations or needs. So we've cleared the decks there. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Chris. I thought maybe this morning we could talk about self-managed super funds.
Okay, a lot of us will think that's a scary proposition. More complexity, compliance costs, is it really the best way to go for most of us?
For most, I'd probably say no. You end up having, with a self-managed super fund, a lot of accounting fees, compliance costs, setup costs, where those costs kind of strip into your returns and eat into your retirement savings. So I like to see clients have more than maybe $2 million in superannuation before we really start to consider self-managed super funds, or there's a real need for commercial property.
I know someone who's invested in commercial property and they've done very well. Could investing in commercial property through a self-managed super fund be the way to go, though?
It could be. There are some really good rules around commercial property and being able to lease it back to yourself or your business. And I do have several clients where they run a small business, they've bought their commercial property inside of their self-managed super fund, and they pay their self-managed super fund a lease to it. So effectively paying their own super fund their rental lease instead of it going to someone else.
So for a lot of us, set and forget is the comfortable, sensible way to go. But if you're prepared to get some advice, and I guess pay for good advice and be disciplined, self-managed super funds could be a good proposition.
It could be. But the big thing is, I think you need a large balance and unique circumstances.
We've been getting Money Wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. If you'd like to find out more, contact Scott and the team via the website. It's Solus Financial, SOLACE financial.com.au.